Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And I am playing happy because we have a very, very, very happy guest here today. We have a few happy guests, but there's one in particular. So it's Frisky Friday. I like to call it TGIFF. Thank God it's Frisky Friday because it's one of the highlights of my week where I get to see these amazing animals that are at each of our, today's Pensacola Humane Society. And Wilfred, he has brought his friends Mikayla and Sherry today. I think he NASCAR rides it as well. Like Clifford did, but
he sure does.
But yeah, let's tell me a little bit about Wilfred.
So Wilfred is 5 to 7 years old. He's a very good boy. He absolutely loves to play fetch.
He does.
He will absolutely launch his ball right into your lap and say, "Hey, it's time to throw me the ball. I want to play." He's a little bit older, but you would not be able to tell with his enthusiastic for the ball. He also loves his stuffed animals. If you come and look at him at the shelter, he'll usually have a stuffed animal in his mouth, and he'll greet you right there at his door. He is a big boy. He is 104 pounds, but that's 104 pounds of lots of love.
I was going to say, love and fun.
He is super, super sweet. He is a little bit, he likes to pick his friends, so he is a little choosy. So before we introduce him to our family, we always like to say, hey, maybe bring your dogs up to the shelter before we go ahead and do a slow introduction with them. He seems to like cats. He did really well. He does not seem fazed by any of our colony cats, so that's a plus. He would do good with the house with cats in it. And he's just looking for his forever home.
And I got to tell you, we wound him up a little bit, you know, because everybody was so attracted to Wilfred when he came in. And I think we passed the test. Like, he is, like, he's doing the test of who he's choosing, right?
Yes.
Obviously, he likes me. A few other people out there, but, you know, who's counting, right? But I just love the fact that he likes cats, too.
Yeah, we had a cat sitting right by the door when we walked out to come here, and it didn't faze him. He didn't even look at him, which is great.
Yeah. He did not nibble on him.
No, he did not try to put salt and pepper on him and eat him.
So I think
that's a good sign.
I think that's a great sign. I think that's one of the things people are cautious and worried. They're like, oh, you know, I have another animal. I have another cat. How do dogs like cats? And so he's passed my test already.
Yeah, and he's also really good with kids, too. Yeah. He's an all-around good boy.
Yeah, and we don't really have any way of testing to see if they like cats. I know a lot of people come in and want to know. And we just don't have any way, unless we've walked them by some of our colony cats, which is what we did today. So we're guessing he's pretty good with the cats since he ignored them.
He was like 4 inches away from the cat, sniffed him, and just walked right on. Like, hey there. Hey, Brownie.
Yep.
Hi, Brownie.
He's like, sup.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
I'm the new dog in town.
Hey, and the adoption fees are waived today and tomorrow. Come down and see. Come see him. I mean, he is free to your home. He comes up to date on all his vaccines. He is neutered. Yeah. He is just looking for his forever friends or family.
And he could be yours for free.
And we'll give you balls for him because since he loves them so much.
I'm going to have to call my boyfriend into the studio. This dog is free.
This dog is free.
Seriously.
Honestly, we have a lot of puppies in the shelter right now. A lot of really good dogs, a variety of different things, different breeds. Seriously, come down to the shelter. We're full of kittens. Our kitten room is full. Our cat room is full. We are ready to get some adoptions going.
We're just waiting for you guys to come and get us. It's like they come in, they can look all they want. They want to come in and hang out, make their pick. Doesn't have to be today, but they can take a look. If they're curious and really want to be able to adopt them but need some time maybe to get set up with a few things, you can put a 24-hour hold on them.
Oh, that's great to know.
And then the cost of that is $25, but they wouldn't charge you today since the adoption fees are waived. So normally it's $25, but it goes towards the adoption fee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It goes towards keep your hands off my dog and my cat.
Exactly.
I'm coming back. I think one of the other really great things, too, is I know we talked about it before, is if you're just not sure, volunteer, come in. You can do things. You can be around the animals, and when you're ready, or you can even foster. When you're ready, then
Yeah, maybe just take it home, a dog for the weekend. It is Friday. Great time to come and try out a dog. If there's one you're thinking about, a name or a look that you've seen on our website, come on and give them a try for the weekend, even if it's just for Saturday and Sunday.
That's true.
Maybe take them to the beach with you, hang out a little bit, get a feel for their personality, and maybe, you never know, maybe they'll never go back to the shelter.
I think that Wilfred is a great example of, you can adopt an older dog and they still have a lot of energy and love. I'm sure at some point in time, Wilfred's going to nap for a little while here.
He's a big old couch potato, I will tell you that.
I was going to say, he definitely loves. I'm a couch potato, so this would be great incentive to go for a walk, and then we can both come back in and
honestly,
take a nap.
After throwing him the ball for 10-15 minutes, he's pretty wore out and ready to just go take a big old nap. Sometimes I'll walk by his kennel and he's snoring.
Oh, he's perfect. I snore too.
You and your boyfriend need to come down to the shelter.
I say so. I mean, after last night snoring, I did hear you're snoring, and I was like, what's the problem?
Wilfred won't care, and he'll never tell you that you're snoring.
Wilfred.
He'll just do it right along with you. He'll be like, that's okay.
I'm going to out-snore you.
Maybe.
That is so great. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and my friends from the Pensacola Humane Society are here with Wilfred. Their website is pensacolahumane.org. You can check it out. Free. 2 days
free,
only,
free.
Right?
Exactly. 2 days only. That goes for all pets, kittens, cats, dogs, puppies.
Yep.
Come on down, please.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I love it.
And tomorrow we actually have an event going on. It is the Back to School Bash, August 3rd, 2024, and it will be at the Molino Library. There will be a few shelter rescues there. Escambia County, Santa Rosa will be there, as well as Pensacola Humane Society. There will be a petting zoo going on, some carnival-themed games, STEM-themed activities, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. It's kind of geared to help kids learn. Get some kind of interactive activities for them to come and play with. There will be dogs there available for adoption, maybe some puppies too. Come on by. It is from 12 to 2, and we would love to see you, your friends, your family, and your pets. Come on out.
Super hands-on. STEAM is a hands-on approach, which is great. And, I mean, the Humane Society is a hands-on approach too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to stare through the glass or the windows or the cage or whatever it is, you get to touch these animals. And I'm telling you, Wilfred loves it. He is so beautiful. He's so great.
Maybe Wilfred will be there. Maybe Wilfred will make a great appearance.
Yes.
I feel like if Wilfred is there, he's going to be the appearance.
He is the appearance. I agree.
He's going to be the king. I love it. We're getting close to taking a break here. It's almost 11:15. You want to be part of the conversation? Give us a call. Drop us a note in the text line, 850-437-1620. We are going to be back, and Wilfred is going to keep the party going, and I am so excited.
There he goes, squeaking his ball.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station. Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. And Wilfred is in the house. It's Friday. I'm in love. And I think Wilfred's in love over there, too. He's in love with fun.
He is. He's super pumped about the event this weekend. He says, come to the Back to School Bash, August 3rd, 12 to 2 p.m., we'll have animals there. The adoption fees are waived for today and tomorrow. There'll be kid activities there, a petting zoo. It'll be like a little carnival going on. Please come out with your family and friends. We'd love to see you. We'd love to have you. Come on out at the Molino Library.
And squeaky toys are optional.
Yep, they are. I mean, our boy here, Wilfred, is letting us hear all about it. If you hear that squeaking in the background, that's Wilfred ready to play.
If I would have known it was a squeaker, I wouldn't have brought it. Sorry.
Listen, we need to have entertainment, and he's the fun. How much fun can you not have?
It's true.
Right?
It's true. It is true.
Add a little squeak and you're fun.
Wilfred, to bring a smile to anybody's face. If you're looking to smile, just come on, get you a Wilfred.
And Wilfred loves cats, or he likes cats, so yeah. I know. And he's a little bit of an older dog, but, I mean, I would, like, not hesitate with an older dog because there's got energy. I mean, I'm an older dog, and I got some energy.
And he is an absolute angel on walks. He does not pull on his leash. He walks right along with you. He enjoys his daily stroll. He gets walked every morning and afternoon, and he is an absolute angel.
And you can find him on the website. You can scroll around to find him and... Oh, my God. You can find a lot of things. There's other dogs and cats, and it's just a really great – and there's also a really great resource for Lost and Found, which I think is totally wonderful. But you can also go on there. You can learn about adopting and fostering, and you can even volunteer.
Yes, we could always use volunteers.
I love that. What is the adoption process? Because I want to remind people, because I know everyone's listening, but, you know, every Friday – to hear, you know, what friend you have here. But sometimes they're still not always sure about the adoption process. But I don't think they have a whole lot to worry about. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, adoption is actually super easy through us. It takes about 30 minutes at tops. The first step would be to come in, kind of fill out an application with us, kind of let us know where you're staying, your house kind of situation. We just want to make sure that the pet has a home to go home to.
Right.
It's super easy. You fill out a paperwork, you put what animal you want, and then you really walk home with your dog that same day. It's not a super hard. We don't rummage through backgrounds. We don't do any of that
no
super
blood
deep
test.
Diving. No, it's super easy. Really, all you really have to do is fill out a paperwork.
Yeah, and this weekend is even easier because there is no fee associated with adopting your forever friend.
You can also go online and even put in the animal that you're interested in. And then that comes to us. And then when you come in, you've already pretty much got majority of the information filled out, so it makes it even quicker.
So you can help direct the person to where, you know, if I'm looking for a kitten or a puppy or whichever. I'm loving watching Wilfred back here.
He's an absolute looker.
He's giving me my workout for sure. He's so active.
He does not need Starbucks.
No.
For instance, if you wanted to adopt a dog, you could literally go to our website, go under the adopt section. There's a tab that says adoptable pets. You'll click that if you're interested in animals. Say you want to look at Rufus. You can click on Rufus's name, click adopt me, and then you will start filling out the application process there. And then if he is still available, we will reach out to you, let you know when it's a good time to either come down, make sure Rufus is a good match for you, and come pick up your boy.
That is so great. I love it when it's easy and he just walks you right through. That is so great. So many reasons to say yes to the pet.
Yes, absolutely.
That is so great. How are we doing with supplies? I think you probably always need more, but how are we doing? Is there anything specific?
We actually have our food pantry August 6th, so we could always use donations. We appreciate getting cat food, dog food, litter, water bowls, litter pans, dog crates. Yeah. Anything that would be helpful to somebody who's low on their funds, doesn't have many resources, but they really do love their animal and they don't want to surrender it, we try to give them everything they would need to be successful with keeping their pet in home. So if you're down on your money, your paycheck hasn't hit yet, say you get paid on Friday, but it's a Tuesday and you're low on cat or dog food, well, come on down to the pet pantry. We'll be able to get you hooked up. We'll get you some cat food, some dog beds, cat litter, litter pans, dog bowls. We'll try to set you up for complete success. If we have it, we'll give it to you.
That is great. And that's not a resource that is always available in other places. That's what makes this area so unique. That is so great.
Yeah. Our goal definitely is to be able to keep the animals in the home that they are in. And we understand, sometimes days just, have too many days in between when you're going to get some money. So we definitely can help you out. And, it's going to make better for the owner, better for the pet, since they don't have to be separated, because it does make it stressful for them.
Absolutely.
To be taken away from everybody that they know. So this helps to keep, everybody happy and together. And then we won't have as many, animals in the shelter. And eventually we hope that this will all trickle down to just be a few animals in the shelter.
Right.
So instead of all of them being filled to
of
the
course,
brim,
we take great care of them when they are with us, but there's nothing better than being in an actual home.
Absolutely.
That is the ideal environment for these babies. So we just try to give everybody the resources they need just so they can keep their babies, because we know it's hard to surrender your pets and you don't want to make that decision. So
Absolutely.
If we can make it easier to keep them with you, we'll try.
That's so great. It's hard, on the other side when you first receive them, it's hard to let them go. But it's bittersweet because you know that animal is going to go to a home and bring so much joy and love to the family. So that is so, that is so great.
It does get difficult letting them go sometimes, but it's just we get happy as well because they're so excited. We know that they're, going to be so much better, so much more comfortable and a happier animal as long as they got little kids to play with or just, a TV. They don't have a TV at the shelter.
Right. Stability, love.
Just everything, because, these animals are great. They really are. And it's circumstances are beyond their control. So we, always hope that we can make it better for them. And the less time in the shelter, the better. So everybody come on down. Don't shop, but adopt. That's our motto. So.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, but don't shop. Adopt.
Yes, ma'am.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started?
You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about more drama, as always, in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. The Transgressors Memorial Service. Talked about the prisoner swap with Russia. Interviewed the commanding officer of the USS McCool that's going to come commission here in about a month, a amphibious landing dock, amazing boat, got to see it in Pascagoula, and meet your tenant commands. 15,000 sailors and Marines go through the Naval Air Technical Training Center every year. What for? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and I am here with the Pensacola Humane Society. Mikayla and Sherry have brought a friend, Wilford.
He's awesome.
He wants to be on the radio too, guys.
I know.
He's a very good boy.
He loves to play ball.
He's 5'7", and he's definitely got black lab in him, if not the majority of it. But he's super smart. He just wants love. He is a very good walker. He doesn't try to drag you anywhere, even though he's a little bit on the stockier side. So come on down. Take him out. You can play with him in Bud's backyard we have over there and maybe take him home. So
I think he'd be a good babysitter for your kids.
He would.
Oh, my goodness. He'd be a good babysitter for a boyfriend or a husband, even.
True.
Right?
I agree.
Or a girlfriend, you know.
Or a wife.
Exactly. Just saying, Grandma comes over.
He would look after Grandma very well.
Wilfred, we're going to assign you the mother-in-law today. You're in charge of the mother-in-law.
Keep her happy.
That is so great. Don't forget, guys, I mean, free today and tomorrow for adoption fees. Easy, easy, easy adoption process. And if you're not ready, volunteer, become a foster, or donate. Donations are how these folks are able to keep these animals safe, love fed on their journey to find their home.
Yes, we can always use adoptions. We will not turn away very many things. We can always use food and supplies. Thank you so much.
Check out PensacolaHumane.org.
You're listening to
the way you're thinking. There's not going to be a cyber attack on your bike, right?
What was that movie in the 80s with Emilio Estevez?
I'm so young, I don't remember.
It was a bad movie. Good movie, but bad movie. Good 80s movie.
Somebody Google that. We need to know. Send us in the answer. I was checking out your website, which is Trek Bikes. Actually, I told a lie about that. Let me click on your website. It's Trek StoreGulfCoast.com. And I kind of like that you can go over to Buyer's Guide to Brands. I definitely want to come in and talk to you because you're just a wealth of knowledge, and I know your staff is incredible. But I really liked that you can learn about different types of bikes, like user's guides, basically. Buyer's guide, rather.
Yeah.
There's a buyer's guide on there. So there's everything from choosing the right bikes to road bikes, mountain bikes, suspension, comfort, hybrid, and kids' bicycles.
Yes.
Start them young. Makes it easier. I wish my parents were like, we're going to walk every day. That sure would have helped me out at this age.
Yeah, we got bikes now for when they first start walking. You can get them on a bike almost.
Yeah, are those the little push ones where you sit and kind of scoot? I've thought about getting my granddaughter one now, but she's a giant at 3. It's time.
They have bikes. They've never
for giants.
She
needs. For she's giants. A. She needs pedals, right? I want her to be cool.
If she's never been on a bike and hasn't really played with training wheels yet, I wouldn't worry about training wheels. I'd get her push bike to start with.
I think that's a good way to build confidence because they don't have to feel overwhelmed by the pedals or my brain in general. If you give me too many things to do at once,
exactly,
it's going to be difficult. So I think a push bike is really smart.
And you get to learn the hardest thing first.
Balance.
Which is riding very slow.
Aw. Riding very slow.
And your balance, correct. Pedaling's easy. It's the balance part in the very beginning.
That's very true. And you don't have to be a speed demon in the beginning. Nope. You're not in the Olympics.
Not yet.
But you could medal.
You could medal in the Olympics.
I mean, she was pretty. That was pretty amazing.
And as you see, Trek bikes hold up even when they get thrown down to the ground and someone lands on top of them.
That's right. And even when the fine gentleman bringing the next bike trips and falls too, right?
Exactly.
That was great. Here's another question from, I think it's Jackie or Jacques. Okay, let me look. Let me scroll down. Hi there. I bike on the 3 mile bridge in a lot, but I often get flat tires on my mountain bike. Any ideas? Just a regular mountain bike, 26-inch tires.
So if you're riding the bike, that's fantastic because that's one of the things that's going to happen. If you ride the bike, you are going to get a flat. It's bound to happen. You know, there's a lot of glass on the road, you know, construction, and we see everything from glass, pieces of wire, just staples, you know, anything, a lot of stuff that we see coming in from flat tires. But you can get a couple different things. You can get a tire liner that can go inside the tire. You can get a heavier duty tire to begin with. They have thorn resistant tubes.
Oh, wow.
So there's a handful of different ways to help with the flat tires if you're getting a lot of them.
Is there a difference between liners and tubes?
Or yes. It's a thicker piece of rubber that's in between the tire and the tube itself.
Oh, wow. Awesome. And that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
That is why you're here. That is so great. It is 9:28. If you have any questions, feel free to call, text 850-437-1620. We have Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola. Excellent expert right here. We're going to go biking, right? I'm not going to finish the next couple shows. We're just going to go biking.
Go biking? I'm game.
Okay. Howard, are you out there?
We'll grab some e-bikes. We'll go for a ride.
Front desk, Tina, I need you to come in here. We're going biking.
Perfect.
Wait, did I just say that on air? But yeah, definitely check out their website. It's definitely head over to the bicycle store and tell us the address.
701 East Cervantes.
It's, you will definitely, like I said last week, you don't get pounced on. I don't do the pounce and bounce. You walk in, it's very casual, very laid back. You don't feel pressured, and nobody is going to put you on a bike or send you out the door with a bike that you folks don't feel comfortable with the person leaving with. Correct. And that they don't feel comfortable either. So I think that's really great. It's not like the 1985 used car salesman, let me sell you this. So thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
It's been great. And he'll be back.
Be back.
For sure.